You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today on The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what are grasses? The grasses are a family of plant. The grasses are part of a larger group of plants known as monocots. The seeds of monocots form one leaf when they germinate, and the monocots are part of an even larger group called the flowering plants. The characteristic of flowering plants is they produce a flower and a fruit with seeds. While flowering plants have been on Earth about 150 million years, the time of dinosaurs, and monocots about 120 million years ago, also during the dinosaurs, the grasses evolved around 65 million years ago. This is right at the end of, or even slightly after, the extinction of the dinosaurs. Botanists, the scientists who study plants, have done a lot of research on grasses because they're so important to humans. Not only are grasses in your backyard or on the golf course or what make you suffer from hay fever, but also because we eat them. Grasses are one of our most important foods. Corn, wheat, rice, oats, barley, they're all the seeds of grasses. Some of the other grasses that you're familiar with but maybe didn't realize are grasses include sugarcane and bamboo. These plants, the grasses, are found all over the world, on every continent. They're found in many different habitats: rainforests, deserts, wetlands, the tops of mountains, cold tundra. The success of the grasses is their ability to survive in extremes, high heat and severe cold, wet conditions or drought. They have multiple roots, so are well anchored for floods or wind. Their stems are hollow, allowing them to avoid damage in wind. Silica in the leaves stops some animals from eating them. They can survive drought by their ability to go dormant and conserve water. They can temporarily stop photosynthesis, turn brown, and still survive. So let's try an activity at home, maybe with your grandkids. It's a great observation activity. You'll need a very good magnifying glass or hand lens. As I said, we'll do some simple observations. Get a few blades of grass from your backyard, maybe from the tall ornamental grasses, as well as the shorter ones in your lawn. Look at it carefully under the magnifying glass, and you'll see that the veins run the length of the blade, from top to bottom. Then, compare it to a leaf from another type of plant, like trees, and you'll notice that those veins run away from the central stem towards the edges of the leaf. Well, we've just learned a little bit about grasses. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, WBOI.org.